Human beings have been sharing stories for hundreds of thousands of years. And with those stories came the emotional, spiritual, and physical knowledge of the ancients. Shaman Durek, a sixth generation shaman and best-selling author of Spirit Hacking, bridges the gap between science and spirituality and brings us back to our roots. He's here to bring forth the ancient wisdom of our elders, to help heal and bring happiness into our modern society. The time has come to end codependency and put the power back into people's hands. Welcome to the tribe.
What is the shaman school?
No. You're not going to be studying to pursue a career in shamanism or to bang a drum. The definition of shamanism is one who understands relationship. The shaman school offering reminds you how to have a better relationship with things and how to nurture these relationships, whether it be with yourself, the food you eat, the people you meet, your ancestry, community, the global community, animals, nature, and so forth. My goal is to demystify spirituality, to add a bit of science and understanding of how things operate in the energetic planes. The Shaman School's no-nonsense teaching explores all faculties of experience, from the physical, the emotional range, the mental capacity for information, dialogue, lexicon, energy, perception, awareness, how to understand the energy of currency, and so much more. Fundamental education teaches the basics that we need in society: how to read, write, add, subtract, pay our bills, or how to become doctors, artists, mechanics, etc. But the Shaman School is a school that we all should have been a part of, one that offers the additional tools needed to better understand who we are, why we think the way we do, what's going on behind the scenes, and what we are actually seeing and processing. Are you living well? Are you paying bills just to keep the roof over your head? Are you in a relationship but not fulfilled? Satisfaction cannot be lowered anymore by the inability to recognize possibility. Living well means fulfilling your ideas and your goals and your dreams and having the best time doing it. In the Shaman School, I've extracted the best from all of the world philosophies, religions, spiritual teachings, and theories, offering a juice without pulp that will empower your life. The Shaman School invites you to a world where you're able to seize the tools of understanding, where you're able to have fun and have more because you deserve more. Go to shamandurek.com and click on the Shaman School for the first step toward ultimate happiness and an understanding of your truest self. Let's make things easier and not harder for our life. We deserve that. See you soon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ancient Wisdom Today podcast. Do you know that I am so turned on by you? I am so turned on by you. You are so sexy, so beautiful, so yummy, so amazing. And I love just knowing that you exist. And did I say you were yummy and sexy and amazing and how turned on I am by you? Well, I am. And we all should be with everyone in life, because the more we begin to express our turn on, the more we begin to express our turn on, and the more we begin to elevate ourselves in our sensitivities and our awareness of the essence of pleasure and ecstasy and bliss, not just when we lay with someone intimately, but literally when we look at life, when we look at the waters. I'm turned on by the waters. I'm turned on by you. I'm turned on by being in your presence. You turn me on. And for some people, that may be uncomfortable. And the reason why it's uncomfortable is because for some people, people have a difficulty understanding what that actually means and how that shows up. Human beings think that because you're an empathic person, and empathic people love to touch, they love to connect, they love to feel their energy and their senses and the way they feel inside. But what happens in our world is we're told, no, that's not okay because it means this or this. And we begin to place these labels and conditions on how we feel and sense ourselves in this world, which makes it numbing ourselves much more easier than it is for us to accept the feelings and energies we have. Just because I'm turned on to you, and I can be turned on to you so much, all I want to do is just cuddle you and lay with you and hold you. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. But what is interesting about it is that we go into a space where we only allow our pets and our animals to be able to get our affection and our connection of touch and intimacy, not from the perspective of sex, but from the perspective of connecting. Connecting through our senses, our ability to feel what it feels like when we pet our dog or spend time with our cat or a bird. It's fascinating how we as human beings do not seek that from each other enough because we feel maybe we will be rejected or we won't get it or someone will think that we mean something else when we don't. A lot of times I've been persecuted by people who believe that my affection and my empathy, my energy of being an empathic person means something more than what it is. When it's truth, it's not. In fact, sometimes I've been with people energetically that my love and my passion and my turn on is so strong that they even get aroused just by being in my presence. It doesn't mean that I want to lay with you or be with you on a sexual level, but what it means is that I'm already being with you on a spiritual level. And it doesn't bother me if you are male or female or whatever it may be, because we as human beings have been cut off from the nectar of life through touch and through affection. We hold on to all these views and values about what things mean, and we place them in categories and we position them in front of ourselves and to each other about how things are supposed to be as according to what we were given when we were kids. Most people who felt neglected as children or didn't feel heard or seen or acknowledged or held were people who became highly empathic people. But empathy and having that level of empathy and that empathic energy can also be a double-edged sword. And the reason why it's a double-edged sword? Well, it's because you begin to feel so much in wanting to give love to people all the time, no matter what, even to the people who can be in a space where they're just constantly hurting you, but you keep putting out that love towards them because that's just the nature of your being. But there's a point where we become empathic that we don't put ourselves in harm's way just to be a being of love, because we want everyone to be happy and we want everyone to feel healing and we want everyone to know that no matter what you've gone through, I'm going to love you. And that's why a lot of people get stuck in abusive relationships. Even just the idea of understanding the difference between masculine and feminine energy on our planet, we have associated women with the majority of understanding that women should get more attention, more acknowledgement, more flowers, more things that actually say, hey, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're sexy, you're hot, and people will whistle, give you flowers and gifts and take care of you and do all of these things. But what happened to the men? When's the last time a man got flowers from someone? Or they get told how beautiful and sexy and gorgeous and yummy and delicious and amazing they are and how turned on you are by them. Or if you say, if I say to a woman, I'm turned on by you, they immediately assume that I'm a predator and I want to have sex with them, which is so far from the truth. I'd just be turned on by the presence of your divineness, the sexiness of your spiritual energies that move through your being that I once remember. It may not be in this embodiment, but I remember you because I am feeling the essence and energy of some part of your being that reminds me of something. It could be in this life or another life or in another planet, in another universe. But we spend so much time categorizing and putting things in compartmentalization that we miss out on the opportunity of tapping into a powerful resource such as our senses and the essences and the turn on and the pleasure energies that we're meant to feel by being and sharing space with one another. My goodness, can you imagine if the world was much more present to the energies of these versus them putting up roadblocks and walls and labels and conditions and all of these ideas of what they think things should be versus what they are? A lot of human insecurity comes from this very fact that human beings have lost touch with their senses. Their ability to sense love and choose love in their senses versus being afraid, having doubts, worries, angers, frustrations, annoyances, because human beings are well-versed in that. And it's so easy to be well-versed in that. It's so easy to put yourself in a situation where you allow yourself to feel those things because it's the easy choice. I can easily be pissed off and easily be angry, and I can easily be all of these things because it's easy. It really is. It's so easy to tell someone to F off than it is to tell them that you are turned on by them and that you love them. But if you say I'm turned on, someone might think, what? You're turned on by me? What are you saying? Why can't we be turned on by each other? Why can't I see you as yummy and sexy and beautiful and turned on by your energy, your essence, your divineness? The part of your being that is the walking God and goddess on the planet. Why can't I worship that energy with words and expressions? Why does it always have to be something that makes people uncomfortable? We've been programmed to be uncomfortable with our ability to feel and sense these wonderful, pleasurous, beautiful energies. These energies that are saying, acknowledge me, see me, connect with me. I am the totality of all manifestation and magic brought forth through the human body. I am the essence of the invisible that is pleasurable and sacred and divine and ready to be expanded to create more love, more community, more joy, more grace, more understanding, and more compassion on this planet. But instead, we pay attention to the fear-based senses that were programmed to us by the Matrix, a system that wants you to shut down your ability to sense those energies and sense the ones that they want you to sense, such as fear and worry and doubt and insecurity and anything else that feels uncomfortable. We have no problem feeling that, but we choose not to feel the bliss, the pleasure, the ecstasy, the turn on, the beauty, the grace, the compassion. All of these have energies and all of these spirits exist and they're waiting to be seen and known. And we have the ability to do so, but we have to step out of our comfort zone. We have to go beyond the boundaries. We have to test the waters and begin to create uncomfortableness in people, creating a system of people who are able to receive those energies without flinching, without feeling rejected, because they're scared of what you bring to the table. They're afraid of your sensuality. They're afraid of your senses, your energies that you create, your what we call your potency. They're afraid of your potent, powerful energy. They're afraid of your PPE, your potent, powerful energy. Potent, powerful energy. Potent, powerful energy. I can tell you right now that I am much more inspired to create and to build and to design and to bring all kinds of wondrous magic into this world when I feel that PPE. When I feel that potent, powerful energy in people, I get turned on, I get excited, and I feel like I can do anything. And that is how we manifest. We don't manifest by shutting off our desires. We don't manifest by shutting off our potency. We don't manifest by shutting off that sexy, yummy, gorgeous, turn on energy. We have to get turned on again as a society. We have to not let the matrix numb our senses to the point we're just walking around in a shroud of fear, not being able to feel what spirit really wants us to feel because we're afraid of not being liked or loved or being rejected or outcasted or pushed aside. We got to get turned on with ourselves. When's the last time you got turned on by you? Turned on by your greatness, your brilliance, your geniusness, your creativity, your sexiness, your all the things that make you who you are. When's the last time you got turned on by you? You see, because if you get turned on by you, then you actually step into a whole new understanding of what it means to know and see yourself and be yourself. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, even if people are scared of the essence of your potency and they retract from you or what you may think reject you, which no one can, right? That's like the big, like, oh, someone can reject me. Not really. The only person who can ever reject you is you. And you're only rejecting yourself because you actually are trying to get someone to love you and see you and value you and appreciate you and be turned on by your energy when you are not turned on by your own energy. How can you expect someone to do that if you're not doing that for yourself? How can you expect someone to see your potency if you're not acknowledging your own potency and being turned on by your own essence and your own divine spirit? You can't. It's not possible for you to do so. And so therefore you run around the earth being thirsty for attention and love and value that you only receive from other people, but not yourself. And therefore it puts you in a conundrum of displacement with yourself. And then you wonder why you're hurt by people, and you wonder why when someone talks bad about you, why it affects you. And you wonder why you care so much that you won't even go out there and be who you came to this planet to be because you're so concerned that people are going to be okay with you. It's not about them being okay with you. It's about you being okay with your own potency. And those who are okay with potency within themselves will be okay with your potency. And therefore, those who are not haven't gotten there yet. And that's okay. They can't smell the beautiful, amazing essence, that wonderful musk, that bouquet, that beautiful scent that you give off when you walk this planet. It's yummy. You're so yummy. You're so just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. So yummy. So delicious. Just smell that potency from your body, from your mind, from your emotions, from your spirit. It's the best aroma ever. It's the best scent to smell in a human being is that potency, that power, and that energy that gives off this powerful essence that anyone who's around you or near you, they just get so inspired and turned on and light up the whole entire room with your power and energy that they get lit times billion. People wonder why certain people are so much more desired in life than others. And I can tell you right now, it's because they recognize their potency. So when they go out in the world, their essence is felt, seen. It is on every level of the senses. And people can't get away from it. They want more of it. They want to sit back and be around you just because they don't even realize that they're taking in your essence. And it's not them stealing energy or anything like that. They're actually taking in the essence that you're giving off of your being that is coming out of your energetic fields and out of your skin and out of your eyes and out of your smile and out of every part of your body is that essence. And that is how we learn from each other. That is how we understand each other because we have these other senses that are picking up on those essences. And the more potent, powerful energy you are giving off, the more creative, inspirational, manifestation, magic. I mean, can I just tell you, you're talking on a whole new level of what it means to live and breathe as a human being. So strong that people will look at you and think you're sexy just because there's parts of them that are so turned on by you, they don't even know why. I have men who come around me and be like, I am so turned on to you, Shaman Durek. And they don't even know. And these men will consider themselves hetero, straight, whatever people want to label themselves these days. And they'll be like, why am I so turned on by you? Why am I getting charged up in my body around you? I've never even thought about being with a man. I said, it's not about that. It's because my potency is turning you on to your own potency. Sometimes we misconstrue these energies and think they're something else than what they really are. Sometimes when men have bromances with each other, or women have their goddess circles and whatever, they don't realize that that energy is because of the potency of each person that's contributing to that core energy. When two guys have their bromance, it's because their potency is connecting with each other, and they're turned on by being with each other and being with each other and being with each other, that it comes off building this beautiful, strong connection. Just like when women gather in their goddess powerful energy, where they're not caring about what anyone thinks and they're honoring themselves in their own wisdom and their own intuition and their own psychic abilities and their own knowledge of who they are and what they've come to bring. When they gather with another person who is doing that, magic is made. Magic is made. I have friends, male friends, female friends who sit in front of me. I just want to eat them up. I'm just like, oh. I'm getting mental, emotional, spiritual orgasms just by listening to what comes out of your mouth, just by the way you walk into the room, just by looking at you, because I can feel your potency inside of your being. And that is something. It's next level. It's next level. Don't think you're going to manifest in this world if you're walking around and not letting your sense, your potency, your energy move around you like this beautiful euphoric cloud of yumminess and deliciousness. Turn on. It's about the turn on, but you got to see the turn on in yourself. And you got to know that that turn on is so sexy and delicious that every time you walk out that door, your essence is being felt and met with conscious people who are tuned in to that level of potency because it lives in them. And that's how you build strong community. That's how you connect to people in another level without words. Sometimes you don't even need to speak words. Sometimes words actually take away the true meaning of life. You could just feel and sense the energy of a human being. So I want you to practice that with love. I want you to spend more time, stop thinking about people and start feeling their energy. Does it turn you on? Does it make you all hot and bothered because every part of your being is lighting up inside and you're getting filled with inspiration and desire and passion and creativity and a powerful energy that says, I can move that mountain because I'm so turned on. I'm electric. I want you to practice that with love. I want you to spend a week, 2 weeks, and just walk around. Do your thing that you usually do. And instead of thinking about what you think about people or what you're trying to analyze in them, open up those senses of turn on and ask yourself, am I turned on to them? Is there a potent energy in them that makes me aroused in my spirit, in my mind, in my emotions, in my body? And the more you begin to practice and hone this sense, the more you're going to be able to feel what is the right energies for you. And that, my darlings, that is going to change your life. So, like I said, I'm turned on by you. You're super sexy. You're so hot. You're gorgeous. You're so yummy and delicious. Now feel what that felt like when I said that to you and start getting into your own turn on and watch magic be made. You are here to bring the essence of your potency. Now, that's what you're here to do. Love you.
Hey, tribe. So the tribe wants to hear from you. And I know a lot of you are talented out there in music and poetry and recipes and ideas and just, you know, things that you want to share with the tribe. You can send that information to info@shamandurek.com and share your gifts with the tribe. Love you all and stay lit. Hello, tribe. We have another amazing tribe share from Heidi. The track is called Masquerade. You can follow her on her Instagram at HEIDITBH. Enjoy.
It's a masquerade, you play your part, fade away into darkness. You caught me in your waters, but I don't wanna dance with the devil. No, I don't wanna dance, take a chance, get elated. Catch me in the back with the bands when we made it. I don't wanna dance with you. Can we get back to basics? Got all can talk my shit, lose my grip, something sick, I'm the next one. I need space, you should step one way that I could see it. It's a masquerade, you play your part, fade away into darkness. You caught me in your waters, but I don't wanna dance. Like poison, all that noise just sounds like something I've been avoiding. I'm not the one to toy with. Yeah, now I know to stay away from anything that feels like you. Yeah, I know to stay away from anything that feels like you.
Hey tribe, we're going to take a short break to hear from one of our amazing sponsors who is Lit Verified. The Lit Verified store is open. But what does Lit Verified mean? Lit Verified is an acknowledgement and stamp of approval by the tribe. I have tried each of these products and they are the best. Lit Verified products vary from beauty, technology, clothing, food, health, and wellness, and anything that is ethically sourced, organic, maintained, and sustainable. Not every product offered to the team passes the Lit Verified test. No, not at all. Every Lit Verified product is carefully researched. Every CEO has been met with. Every ingredient carefully looked into, the process, production of all of it. I have seen the impact these vendors are making. Their vision and ethics are aligned with our tribe, with people who are consciously supporting community and want to make a difference in our world and make it a better place for us. Lit Verified products are ethically sourced and meet the highest industry standards. When purchasing Lit Verified products, we give back by creating sustainability and by leading the world to make better choices. You can be confident that you're buying into a company that supports a vision for change, not just a company that wants to line their pockets with money. We live in a time where we are oversaturated by commercials, TV, and social media, where far too many celebrities and influencers are endorsing things they know nothing about and things they might be doing damage to people, to the earth, and to animals. With Lit Verified, we've taken that doubt out of the equation. You're not only getting the best, but you're also doing the best. Pick up your awesome Lit Verified items at shamandurek.com and click on the link that takes you to Lit Verified. Love well, tribe. All right, tribe, time to hear from our special guest.
I am so happy to be alive and to be on this planet at this time, at this momentous change where we are really discovering of letting go all of these barriers and resistances so that we can step more into our playful nature and who we are and truly be the powerful beings that we were born to be. Stepping into that space is about changing and transforming energy. And required to do that, we need to be able to understand ourselves as the alchemy of today. And speaking of the alchemy of today, we are going into a wonderful conversation with my friend, Jeffrey Siegel, who is the founder of the Mystic Journey Bookstore in Los Angeles. Jeffrey opened the bookstore in 2008, following a 20 plus year legal career. I mean, come on, you guys. Can you imagine? You're being a lawyer, you're in this legal world, and then you go all the way into the spiritual world. That's quantum leaping right there. And then having a bout with cancer after choosing surgery and following on course of natural and alternative healing instead of chemotherapy to become cancer-free. Jeff is a pioneer. He believes and understands what it takes to be able to move the needle forward on our evolution. And having him here in the studio to talk about understanding how we step into that space of alchemy and step into it so beautifully so that we're able to manifest bigger in our life. His new book called The Tiny Book of Big Manifesting is an amazing book, which of course I also endorsed because I believe in his vision and his words and what he's about. And I'm so happy to share him with the tribe here on Ancient Wisdom Today podcast. Hello, Jeff, and welcome to the studio.
Hi, Shaman Durek. Wow, it's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me join you in this conversation that I'm really excited about.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to, you know, first just go in and ask you a question. What was the thing that made you go from being a lawyer, right? Because I just wanted to make sure that everyone understands what we're talking about here. From being a lawyer to opening up the Mystic Journey Bookstore, which, by the way, was one of my favorite places to go and visit and spend time with, reading books, you know, and being able to just meet some of the most amazing speakers, such as myself. I got to speak there, but other speakers that you've had, and the way that you cultivated everything within your Mystic Journey Bookstore. But from a lawyer to doing a Mystic Journey Bookstore, you got to tell us about that.
Well, you know, it was divine, really, and you know, it goes back. I had wanted to be out of law for a long time and could never do that, but I had been on a spiritual path for a number of years already. And then what really happened was I wanted out so bad that I made myself sick. I didn't listen to that inner voice. I didn't take the step to get out until finally I gave myself cancer. And that's what I say. I gave it to myself to literally force me out. And then in that moment, I mean, I realized, boy, this is it. I better do it, because if I don't do it now, I may not get that second chance. And then I have a line that I like that really is true, is that leap and the net will appear. And finally, I had that courage to take that leap.
Yeah, you know, I'm the type of person who will jump off a cliff and build my wings as I'm falling through the sky.
You know, and that's what really, you know, I think that I want to help people with, and I think you do too. And that is that, you know, life is going to make you take that leap. The question is whether, you know, you can do it with a gentle nudge in the wings that you talked about, or whether life's going to give you a kick in the fanny and you're flailing all about, and then hopefully you land on your feet.
Absolutely. Do you feel like people don't realize that they're creating a subconscious situation that causes illness because they're not living their truth? What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, 1,000%. I agree with that statement. You know, we're creating every moment. I mean, that in being human, we're a conscious creating machine. And the question is whether we're really consciously creating or whether we're unconsciously creating. We're creating things that we're not really aware of. And the fact is, unfortunately, that most people are not aware that they're creating moment to moment. And then the things that they think and they visualize come to pass, but they don't even realize how the internal voice can be so negative, or even the things they say audibly can be so negative, and they can lead down to this path. And then suddenly, like, how did this happen when in fact they created it themselves without thinking about it?
Right. And because I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about sabotage. We were talking about how sabotage is yourself, protecting you from, choosing to stay in something that is actually not healthy for you. Do you feel like a lot of people really need to understand what that means because of things not working out for them in their manifestations? It's because they're not in alignment with themselves.
Well, they are not in alignment with themselves. And, getting into alignment with one's true purpose, it's a life goal. It's a life journey, but it's hard to do. I mean, one thing that I think is one of the most important things people can really answer in their own life is the question of, what do I really want? I mean, really deep inside, in the core of one's being, that one thing that they really want, and to be honest in that answer, and it'll start if they can. It took me decades to come up with that answer. It took me to realize that I'm really this spiritual being, and that is my path, is to follow my spiritual inclinations. And I did fall into alignment with that purpose. But it's not easy to do, and it takes effort and really some conscious effort to come up with that answer and to start living it. But most people don't even really really take the time and put in the energy to come up with that answer and to really walk their true purpose.
Why do you think that is, Jeff, in regards to where people are in evolution? Why don't people take that time to ask themselves those very important questions?
Well, two things come to mind. One is that life just sort of, it's so bombarding now. I mean, it's really hard to get that moment or that time to really think about it and focus on it. But the other thing is, people may be afraid. People may be afraid. And look, like I said, for me, I didn't have the courage to take the leap out of law. I was bound by golden handcuffs forever and ever. And it really, for me, it was a matter of using spiritual principles I had learned to finally build up the faith to know that the universe would be there for me and support me and provide that net. But it took a long time to get there.
So do you feel that people are not choosing it because they're afraid? And what is causing this fear? Because we understand that there's all these different levels of programming and imprinting and all this stuff that's going on. But when we think about it, when the perspective of your, for instance, like you have this amazing book, right? And we're going to get into that a little bit more. But when you think about it, when we talk about dreams, right? Why is the dream not strong enough to be able to support removing that fear and being able to stay focused in the dream so that one can manifest?
Well, it's a great question. And my answer to that is that life for a lot of people gives them challenges that they keep thinking that life is not there to support me. And it takes conscious effort to do little things to manifest what you want, and then to have that build up faith that that in fact, it's the opposite, that the universe is there. And then you can take these larger steps and you'll know that the universe will be there. But it's not, you know, it's not from A to Z. It's from A to B and B to C and maybe D to F. But it's, you know, people need to learn to, you know, it's like learning to walk, you know, and to take the small steps and to build up the faith. Because as the faith builds, then when one takes a larger step, they're going in with the faith that it will manifest as they want to. And it's that faith, for me, it's the faith that is the foundation for everything about manifesting. Because when you start to doubt, you're in big trouble.
But what makes people doubt? Like when someone has an idea about creating something, faith is the idea of, and I just want to see if our meanings of faith are in the same understanding. So for me, faith is the ability to believe in myself and believe that my word and my thoughts and my emotions are creating my experiences because I am the child of the divine. What does faith mean to you exactly, Jeff?
So faith is the confidence, the knowing that yes, what I am thinking and what I am saying will manifest into what I want based on the laws of the universe, that these laws or these rules, these principles, it's probably the best word, really are real and they are out there, and that one can live by those principles and things will begin to unfold and manifest in the way that they want. And it's the faith is that it's really the knowing that all of these principles in the universe really is working in the way one is taught.
Right. So let me just play as a person who has no spiritual knowledge. I come into this information. I'm listening to our talk here in the studio. And my question is, well, I've had faith. I've had ideas that I wanted to manifest and they didn't happen. So how can I believe in myself? How can I believe that this is going to be real for me?
Right. So then, I mean, we sort of need to step back and start at the beginning and to build a different foundation, because something, I mean, you can start to put the bricks of the wall in, but ultimately it gets to a certain level and it collapses. And the question is, what is causing that to happen? What is causing what the person wants to not manifest? And there are certain techniques, and there are certain what I would call values or thoughts to live by that can be the cement to hold those bricks in place. And it's about relearning those, because something is causing the foundation to not be.
And let's go into your book, because that's really beautiful what you said. What inspired you to create this book? Because, you know, you have all this knowledge. You've seen so many people come in and out of your bookstore, speakers, you know, people who've written books, you know, all kinds of people from all different spiritual walks of life. What inspired you, Jeff, to create such a wonderful book?
Well, thank you for the compliment. And so really, you know, for me, living now is about being of service to others. And that's what we do through Mystic Journey Bookstore and through our, you know, Mystic Journey Crystal Gallery, is to be of service. And for me, I wanted to do more. I wanted to branch out and be of service in another way. And so my way of doing that was to write this book. And I've been blessed with being given this spiritual training, these spiritual techniques and knowledge that I wanted to share. And then also, I've been blessed enough to live this life where I and this isn't a pat on the back. I mean, I really am not saying it that way. It's just the truth. I am living my dream. And you know, I think when I share what I know, and that's really what I'm doing and what I've experienced in terms of how to manifest, I've actually done it. I'm not just, you know, talking out of one side of my mouth and living a completely different life. I mean, so, you know, people who want to read the book or come to me for a life coaching session, they can come in knowing that I'm not just full of baloney. I mean, I've lived it and I've created these things that really are of service to others. And so the book is my next step into being of further service to humanity.
And I just want to kind of backtrack to something that you said, as I'm not patting myself on the back. And I just want to actually reform that and refine that, which is it's okay to pat yourself on the back. I think that we have to be able to demonstrate to other people what self-love looks like, right? Because a lot of times when we grow up, we have this idea that, oh, I don't want to, you know, put myself in this place of acknowledging myself. So what we do is we spend more time focusing on the places where we need to grow instead of looking at the places where we are and acknowledge and celebrate those moments. We need more celebration, you know? So I just wanted to add a little refinement to that. You have more than you know, than you get to deserve to pat yourself on the back. You've helped a lot of people have a voice. You've given a lot of people an opportunity to be able to be seen and be heard, to be able to be acknowledged, to be even noticed. You've created such an amazing business. And now you're taking it to a level where now your wisdom and your knowledge and your love and your passion and your devotion is now being shown to the world. So please do pat yourself on the back, because that is that we have to shift that in society. We have to shift that idea that I shouldn't feel good or say that I feel good about, you know, who I am and what I'm doing. Because the more we celebrate ourselves, the more we give permission for others to celebrate themselves as well. So, you know, your book is about your aligning with your dreams and becoming an abundant magnet for things you want in your life. Can you explain what the code of life is and how we can attract our desires and visions?
Yeah, so for me, the code of life, I mean, there are a number of books on what we call on universal law, on how to manifest. And there are a variety of techniques as to how to do that. And look, different techniques can work for different people. And I believe that many of the techniques that are out there really do aid in helping people manifest what they want in their life. But I also believe that simply doing exercises, visualizing, saying things, affirming things, it can by itself at times create what you really want. But I really believe that the way to grease the wheels, the way to really accelerate and ensure the manifestation of what you want, is to have a code of life, a set of values to live by. And some of them are, you know, seem sort of basic, but I think that a lot of people take them for granted. It can simply be, don't lie, right? It can simply be that, you know, you need to pay attention to the small miracles that happen every day, because we, you know, everybody thinks that a miracle is like, you know, horns are blowing or, you know, some amazing thing happens that's, you know, once in a lifetime. When in fact, I believe that miracles happen regularly and we just don't take the time to notice them. And then once we do, they tend to happen more. And then when they happen more, things happen in your life that you want more. And so there's small, you know, we all know right from wrong. I really believe that when one has to make a choice, people generally know if there's a right and wrong, what the right one is. And I think it makes a huge difference in creating what you want in your life to really, even though it may not seem the most efficient or, you know, the best thing in the moment, we know it's right in our heart and we need to follow that. So it's a matter of living a set of values along with the manifestation, visualization, and affirmation techniques.
Would you say that the idea, because you mentioned right and wrong, would you say the idea of being following the path of right, or should we say, is more about doing that which makes you most uncomfortable, as according to, because I think about it, like most people in life, they spend most of their time, and the reason why they go through a lot of difficulties is because they're focused on other people. They're thinking about people. It's always about people. It's never really about the self. It's more about people. If I'm comfortable, you know, then people are not going to get upset with me. If I do what people want, they're going to love me. Do you feel like a lot of the reasons why people can't manifest in or get into that state of manifesting is because they're not comfortable telling the truth about their true desires?
Yes. I mean, and then what happens is then they're not being honest with themselves. And if what I call the universe knows. I mean, if you're not being honest with yourself and then you're telling the universe, this is what I really want. Well, why should the universe trust you to be honest with the universe if you can't even be honest with yourself? And it creates a roadblock. It creates a roadblock. And so when people are, you know, I had a conversation the other day with someone who was having an issue between their mother and their father, and they were sort of trying to walk this fine line and not really being, you know, like you said, open and honest with their true feelings with either one. And then, you know, they were getting all messed up and becoming unhappy and going down a bad rabbit hole. And that doesn't lead to creating what you want in your life.
Do you feel that the understanding of knowing this concept of as above, so below, this concept of realizing that we are brought up in a world of deception from the beginning? We've been taught to lie to ourselves in order to get love, in order to be liked, in order to be valued, in order to be seen. Do you feel like if people were to spend more time getting to truly let go of this idea of this need to be liked, this need to be seen, this need to be loved, and step more into being the, I would say from my perspective, the God that walks and talks and thinks and responds in its own creation? How do you feel that people can get to that place if they're so busy focusing on being acknowledged by other people in order to achieve something out of life?
Well, I think that one's focus first needs to be on themselves. I mean, if we're not healthy internally, how can we be healthy with others? One thing I learned from my cancer experience was how important health is. Because if your health is not good, then all your energy is going into your health, and everything else sort of falls by the wayside. And so if your internal health and now we're talking mental health is not right, if it's not in the right place, if it's not aligned, you know, to make you joyous and fulfilled, then even what you're doing with other people, it's not going to bring it to them as well. I mean, it's got to start within. And I mean, it's a well-known spiritual principle that things in the external world are not going to bring you internal fulfillment and happiness. So we need to work from the inside out.
Right. And would you say that coming into that space of working from the inside out is truly about being able to see one's value and worth to be of service?
You know, I think that people need, you know, it like I say, it goes back to that question of what do I really want? It's not easy. And to spend the time to come in to see what is someone's passion. I mean, you know, an athlete's passion is not the same as my passion, and a chef's passion is not the same as my passion. To find that passion, that internal passion, and then when you find it, it begins to build that self-worth, because then you become in alignment with your purpose, and things start to, you know, to snowball in a positive way, and things happen positively, and your confidence grows, and then you take another step, and it grows and grows, and you feel that internal sense of self-worth from that. But I think it really starts with really digging deep into touching that inner voice and that intuition as to what is, you know, what turns you on? What are you passionate about? What do you love? What excites you?
I like what you said, what turns you on, because I feel like people are not aware of what turns them on. I think they're waiting for someone to tell them what turns them on, and instead of really understanding what turns them on. And I like the turn on because I think that life has a certain sensual energy to it, an essence of being aroused. To me, is a key element of this magnetic force of energy that allows us, you know, for me as a shaman, magnetic energy is the energy that we use in order to use magic or to, you know, to move energy or to be able to create this. But we've been a society that's been told not to feel our turn on. How does one get back to their turn on, and what can they do with that turn on?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. So in some of the teachings I've been given there, there's something that's referred to as the Mars energy, which, you know, is the sexual energy. And it is also the energy of destructing and constructing to create newness. And they are, they're totally the same energy, that sexual energy, that creative energy. It's really creative energy all around. And you know, again, to get in touch with that. I mean, there's that time. I mean, how often do we slow down? How often do we take time for ourselves? I mean, you know, one of the things that I did for decades and decades was, you know, in the morning, first thing, you know, to spend some time in my sacred place and in getting in touch with, you know, with myself and my studies, you know, at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, just taking that time it's rare these days for there are plenty of people who do take that time, but there's a lot of people who don't.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. What do you think is the biggest gap in manifestation and in people taking risks in life?
So it's like a prism. I mean, we see this in cartoons when we were little to, you know, TV shows now or whatever, where, you know, you get light and it goes through a prism and it gets focused down and then it can start a fire on something. Well, manifesting is similar to that, where you direct your energy, one directs their energy into the one thing that they really want. And most people are dispersed. Their energy is all over the place. They're thinking about a relationship and they're thinking about a job and they're thinking about a home and they're thinking about their coworkers. And they're all over the place. And manifesting is really, I mean, you're not in manifesting what you want. I mean, you're not ignoring all these other things, but your manifesting energy really needs to be directed to one place. And I think that people are generally unaware of that need. I think that's really something that can be learned more by millions of people.
Do you feel like people are not being able to understand that need in the way that they should because they're not having a fun? They're not letting that childlike self come out, the playful one inside the, you know, for instance, for me, my inner child is called Ducky. And when I spend a lot of time talking to Ducky and saying, okay, well, you know, Ducky, what do you want to do? You know, do you feel like the inner child plays a part in our ability to step into that freedom space where we can see what we get turned on by and then manifest it?
Yes, I mean, the answer is yes. And look, I think that, I mean, look, a lot of people tell me that I have an energy level and a look that's younger than my age. And you can call it childlike or you can call it whatever you want, but there's this internal youthful energy in me that is always there that keeps me alive. And look, I mean, maybe there's somebody who's, you know, what you would call, you know, happy and fulfilled all the time. No, but that's not me. But look, for the bulk of the time, I'm doing pretty darn good. And it's because of this youthful energy that keeps circulating and that's curious. And I think that most people, they got brought down and they lose touch with that playful creativeness of who they are in the core of their being.
I agree with that 100%. And I'm very glad that we're talking about that, because I think that's really important. What have you found to be the foundation of growth and success from people who manifest in their life the most?
You know, that's a really, it's a really good question. I think that, you know, I like to listen to people who are exceptional. That's the word I'm looking for. People who are exceptional, because they have something going on that has allowed them to get to that place. And I think, I think a lot of it is focus a lot. And a lot of it is alignment. I mean, it's like a fish swimming in a stream. I mean, look, if you're in alignment and you're in the flow, you're just cruising on down that river or that stream, and it's easy and you're having fun. And if you're not in alignment and you're swimming upstream, it's pain. It's really difficult. And so for those people who are, you know, whatever label or whatever, however you would want to define successful or exceptional, they're in that flow. They're in that. I mean, you know, look, I don't know if you would agree with this, but look, I don't go to work, right? I mean, I go to my stores and interact with my community and enjoy my life. But, you know, work has a lot of negative connotations, and that's not what I see, what I do. And those people who are manifesting what they want, I think most of them would say that they're not working day to day.
I agree with that 100%. You know, I actually, it's really funny, because my whole thing is that I look at everything from a perspective of my empathic energy and being a kid on this planet, looking at the war, looking at starvation, looking at how we treat nature, looking at abuse, because I grew up in a lot of that, look up all these different things. And for me, the way that I mature myself in my spiritual path is every time I am doing something that is creating more love or more compassion or more kindness or more generosity, I am literally bringing the medicine into my being for all the trauma and pain and hurt and illness and all these things that I've endured while being on this planet. So for me, it's not work. To me, it's my medicine. And it gives me sanctuary within myself. So that part of myself that wants to be angry, or that part that wants to be mad or rageful or whatever, I'm quelling this beast inside of me with the act of service and the act of love and the act of kindness. And so my manifestation, the way I manifest, which is really funny, is I manifest based upon creating higher levels of atonement, of showing people what is possible through myself and also for them. So it's kind of like this two part. And in regards to that, do you feel that when people manifest, that they should be more in what people would consider a selfish manifester, or a person who manifests for the greater good of all humanity and nature and animals?
Well, you know, different people are on different, to me, different people are on different places along the path, what I would generally call the path. And look, some people are in this incarnation, because I believe there are multiple incarnations that we go through. And some people are on that place in the path where they're manifesting to have 50 homes, right? They don't live in 50 homes, but they're doing it in there. And then their life is about coming to understand, is that really the right where I should be? Where is that the best thing to be of service to humanity? And so I'm big on, like, I would love this person who has 50 homes to also be giving, to be giving to humanity, whether it's monetarily giving or time-wise giving, you do something to give. But if they're not there, and look, if they're not harming others or doing things to hurt humanity, I'm not big on judging that, to say, that's not good. They may not be, you know, and there are other people who, you know, can be, I mean, look, they can be nurses, or they can be religious you know, pastors or whatever that are really being of service. And, you know, it's just sort of where individual, to me, it's where people are on the path and whether they're really moving towards that space of being of service to humanity. Because I got to tell you, as a lawyer, I wasn't doing that. That wasn't, you know, where I was. And it took me decades to evolve and to grow. And everybody has that potential.
I believe that so much. You know, one of the things I always think about, which I find very fascinating about this world, is I look at this world and we know that it's matter, it's density, it's contained energy and frequency of light that's trapped, which is, you know, why we have these, you know, how do we say, very stable, looks on the outside stable, but on the inside, it's a bunch of, you know, atoms and everything bouncing off of each other in this, you know, this ricochet effect. And the interesting thing that I find about life is that people are living in a world where they are remembering to understand how to use their ability to manifest in a realm of resistance. And I want to know what your thoughts are about that, because you are in this world, right? Because this is what comes up for people. You're in this world, and there's a lot of resistance, you know, from people's mouths. You might meet a friend for lunch. You might, you know, have any of these type of situations. And you have to be able to hone your power so strong in this world so that you are able to move through those resistance fields to be able to manifest things with your power, with your energy, with your mind and your spirit. What is your thought on that?
So my thought on that is, you know, when you're with somebody or you're in some situation and some either negative things, what you term as resistance, or somebody, you know, doubting that you can do what you want to do or what you're saying you're going to do, one needs to learn to let that flow through, to not let it settle and to latch onto it, because one is not going to stop those things from coming. And part of our growth, part of the challenge is to learn to let those flow through and to rise above it and going back to faith, to maintain that faith, to know that what you're doing is the right thing and will manifest in what you want. But, it, you know, this is where you talked earlier about, you know, sort of focusing on others and allowing others to bombard you and bring you down. I mean, it's like a ball and chain or an anchor. And you've got to let those things flow through. I mean, one of my healers once taught me about pain in the body. And when there's some pain in the body, to not latch onto it, to let it flow through, to let go of the pain as much as possible. And it doesn't have to be like sharp pain. I mean, an ache or something, you know, and if you have it in your shoulder, don't keep touching it. Wow, it hurts. It hurts. I mean, just go through the day and just sort of let it be and flow through. And look, I've done this with a number of things in my body. And in fact, the pain does dissipate. I mean, the other thing that's, you know, people want it to boom, be gone. Things have changed like that. Well, it doesn't necessarily happen that way. And people need to learn a bit of patience too.
Yeah, I would say so. Patience and humbleness and willingness to be present with that which comes through. Absolutely. And being able to surrender, because that's a huge one, I think, that could help so many people in their evolution and their soul journey. Jeff, I have to say, I could go on and on, but I'm so happy to have had you here on Ancient Wisdom today. Can you tell people where they can find your book and how they can get in touch with you and what you have to offer?
Well, thank you. And let me say, I'm honored to share this time and this space with you. And I'm very grateful that you've had me on. And so people can find us at our website is Mystic. We have two. We have mysticjourneybookstore.com and mysticjourneycrystals.com. On social media, we're at Mystic Journey LA. My book, The Tiny Book of Big Manifesting, is on Amazon. It's going to be released on May 1st. So it's coming, but you can order it now. And, you know, find us online. We're in Santa Monica on Main Street. Both stores are next to each other, and I love it. And, you know, I'm blessed.
Oh, I'm so happy that people should, if you do get a chance to come to Los Angeles, please do check out the Mystic Journey bookstore. I've had a pleasure of speaking there, doing collaborations with doctors and having amazing, a wonderful time with friends who are also spoken there. It's a wonderful place where you can get books and crystals and all kinds of wonderful things that can enhance and upgrade yourself to higher levels of what you need for the tools that you need to continue raising your consciousness and increasing your frequency. Jeff, thank you so much, Jeffrey, for being here with us. I love you dearly, and I'm so grateful for you for writing such a beautiful book to transform humanity and help us remember how to manifest and have faith.
Thank you again. I love you too.
I've created the Healing Temple because people all over the world want and need healing, but don't have the access to those healers or can't afford them. One of the biggest high-ticket items in the world today is remote healing, but some sessions cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. And for only $10, the Healing Temple is a collective space for people to come together every Friday for 30 minutes. Participants are opening a wellspring of abilities, alleviating stress and brain fog, where the mind becomes more optimized and performance-based, and where you learn to utilize energy to up-level your consciousness. The Healing Temple also helps to break down walls where you begin operating in awareness of wellness, feeling ambitious and inspired like things are really changing in your life. Inside the Healing Temple, you're also stepping into a world where you might experience phenomena that you thought wasn't possible. Something as small as a chill or the hair standing on the back of your neck becomes like an opening door. Some members have even said they've experienced increased psychic abilities and that these sensations have intensified with following sessions. I've trained my powers to impact change, and I've learned how to get results. Who doesn't want to feel good? The Healing Temple is not only beneficial to you, but also to those around you, because when you're feeling good, you shine that positive energy onto others, your partner, your children, your coworkers, even your dog or your cat. Everyone around you begins to feel better because you are feeling better. It's a rippling effect that's much needed on this planet. We need the Healing Temple more than ever right now because of all of that's happening in the world, the social political structures, calamities, chaos, and feelings of hopelessness and despair. The social climate is on high, and this pressure cooker is taking a negative toll on how many of us feel. The Healing Temple offers comfort on a global level because when more people are feeling good, the more kindness, generosity, and realness is generated. For only $10, I invite you to become part of the community that seeks to do good, to feel good, and to make this world a better place. Go to shamandurek.com and click the Healing Temple to join our wellspring of healing, restoration, and elevated consciousness. See you in the temple. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ancient Wisdom Today podcast. Tribe, I love you all so much. And if you want to stay connected, be sure to check me out on IG at Shaman Durek. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please visit shamandurek.com or contact info@shamandurek.com to learn more. And remember, tribe, no matter what, stay lit.